Quiet is also not Jewish. Barry and I are Britain's most unlikely Gentiles. I don't know how. Barry is so Jewish, but not Jewish. No, he should be. Barry should be Jewish. But want to hear my favourite Jewish joke? Yeah. This is a fantastic joke. This was told to me by an anti-Zionist Israeli software engineer. There are more of them than you'd think. Fantastic joke. There's a Jewish family owns a nail factory. And one day the father says to the son, he says, "Son, I'm very worried about business. We're not selling many nails." His son says, "Don't worry, Dad. I'll do some marketing, do some adverts, do something like that." He says, "That'd be good, son, because the business is slack, you know. We've got hard times." And the next day they turn up at the factory. The son's very pleased. There's a huge advertising hoarding. On it is a picture of Jesus on the cross. And the slogan, "They used Schwartz's nails." "Are you Meshuggah? What are you thinking of? A lot of our customers are Christians. This is sacred to them. The crucifixion, that's their Messiah. What are you thinking, you Meshuggah? No, change it. Don't write that, I'll change it. Don't worry. So the next day, they turn up at the factory. Huge advertising hoarding. On it, a big empty cross. Slumped on the ground is Jesus. And the slogan, "They didn't use." Favourite Jewish. To answer your question, no, there are no rules to mind. Colin Sell really does exist. Humph was once asked, someone said, "Does Samantha exist?" And Humph said, "Samantha does exist, but Colin Sell doesn't." But he does. We all exist, apart from Samantha. She doesn't exist anymore. She never did exist. She never was real. She's a figment of your sick, pervy imagination. In fact. Any other questions? The person there who's got
mic. Look, I was wondering, when you were going back in time, did you run out of information on your ancestors, or did you decide not to go back to the point where everybody is descended from everybody else and you could have been part of royalty?
I should emphasise that I didn't literally go back in time. The book would have been more remarkable than I had. It was mainly on the internet. And in archives, but the census go back to 1831, and then it stops, and then it gets tricky. And by this time, the publishers were going, "Where's this book you said you're going to write?" And it gets to a point where you think, well, look, I can keep going back and back, but these people are going to be so. The connection to me will be so remote because they're going to be, you know, great, great, great grandparents, and, you know, you think they will have thousands of descendants. And, you know, ultimately, if you go back, there's one king of England that all English people are descended from, and everybody in Europe is descended from Charlemagne. Everybody of European descent. So when you get back to a certain point, it starts to become a little bit meaningless. And what interested me more was actually trying to sort of find places, find houses, find churches, find graves, find places where people were born, where they lived, where they died, and I became more consumed with that, with, you know, the travelling around, and that's what started to interest me. And then right at the end of the book, this miraculous discovery about Thomas Monk, the Confederate mercenary, turned up, which is good because it gives me the end to the book, which is now a huge anticlimax to you, because you all know that. I had traced the Hewitt branch, no, the Aylott branch of the family, which is the Hitchin lot. I had traced them back to the 1600s, and I was really excited, and then realised I'd made a mistake, and the Henry and Sarah Aylott I was looking at in the 1890s were a different Henry and Sarah Aylott, because everybody in Hitchin at that time was called Henry or Sarah Aylott, and it was a completely different family. Ultimately, of course, we're all related, especially in Norfolk. You know. I thought I'd done really well with it because online you very easily start to follow somebody else's research online, and it's a mistake because people make the most glaring mistake. You know, I made the mistake. If I carried on following the Hardy line, it would have been pointless because I'm not genetically a Hardy at all. I'm a Wild. Hey, that's my bastard name. I'm a wild bastard, in fact. I'm Oliver Reed for the now generation. But yeah, no, I kind of thought, I don't want to know whether we're, you know. Also, you see, unless your family